Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
In the past, I was a bit forgetful when it came to taking my supplements. But Andrea, when I learned about the amazing healing benefits of probiotics, I am religious about it now. I've even put a little sticky note on my fridge, take your probiotics, and I give them to my 9-year-old daughter as well.
Oh, they're super important that we take it. It's one of the, probably one of two of the most important supplements that we take on a daily basis. So I am with you. I am right there.
All right. Well, I think that's good advice for folks. If you do forget to take them, just put a little note somewhere near your fridge so you do. And I'm so glad to have, and so is Andrea, to have Mitch Sergeant back on the program. He's from BioK Plus. We're going to talk about the 5 healing benefits of probiotics. Hi, Mitch. Welcome back.
Hi there. Hi. Thanks for having me back.
Well, I mentioned that I tend to be forgetful, so having a note really helps. But there's so many cool, benefits of probiotics. Why don't you jump right in and let's get going.
Well, listen, first of all, the most obvious thing is digestive health, and that means being able to digest our food properly without too much gas and bloating and absorb our nutrients. So that's really number one in terms of the role of probiotics within our bodies. The one that's huge, I mean, totally huge and overlooked, is immune support. Most of our immune cells are located in the intestinal tract, and they interact day in and day out with our good bacteria. Sometimes people call them our good bugs inside the intestinal tract. So, you know, a good probiotic and taking it daily is really key to supporting the body's natural defenses. Hugely important. Of course, allergies as well. It's still winter in most of North America, but, trees and flowers and things are going to start to bloom and bud in the next few weeks, and that brings environmental allergies. In addition to some of the food allergies that people already deal with, and probiotics have a role to play in allergies because allergies are tied to the immune system that's oversensitive to things in the environment. And it's been shown that probiotics sort of help educate the immune system in not overreacting to environmental triggers that are perfectly normal under most circumstances. Tree pollen is not poison. So why is the body responding to it like it's poison? So it's really re-educating the immune system not to be too wacky and too overly sensitive, if you will, to environmental triggers. And, of course, women's health. I mean, probiotics have been used by women to help vaginal yeast infections for a long time now. Not everybody has discovered that wonderful little miracle, but it's out there. And again, it comes down to quality. Probiotics don't do anything if they're not made properly, and if they're not manufactured with care, and if the strains aren't well documented. So there's a lot of science that's involved in creating probiotics that actually deliver results, and hopefully consumers are out there looking for products that have clinical studies to support the benefits. Urinary tract health as well, which I often tend to lump into women's issues, women's health, because women do tend to get more UTIs than men do. I've got a daughter who's going to be 18 soon who was chronic in the UTI category for many, many years when she was in school. Unfortunately, kids can't go to the bathroom anytime they please when they're in class, and that doesn't help. But my wife and I were more consistent about putting our daughter on probiotics, BioK Plus specifically, that helped immensely.
That's good to hear, because my daughter has had some UTI issues, and she's 9.
Yep.
And she said to me one time, she said, they only let you go in the bathroom one kid at a time. And so I had to hold
it.
And I said, well, you don't want to hold it. I know it's insane. I need to call the school. But anyway, because it really is bad. And women need to know that you don't, and girls, that you don't want to hold it, right? You need to, if you have to go, you better go. So I'm constantly, and then she'll get preoccupied and play, and then she won't go. So I give her probiotics every day, and they have been less. So I'm really glad you mentioned that.
Yep. The other thing is, as beneficial as probiotics are, and taking them is really important daily, because a lot of things that we do in everyday life affects these bacteria. Antibiotics is certainly number one. As soon as you're taking antibiotics, as beneficial as they can be, they disrupt those friendly bacteria in our body, which are our first line of defense.
And, stress. I would say stress would be number two, right, Mitch?
Yeah, stress is number two, because stress, turns, we're producing more hormones, more anxiety hormones, more free radicals are circulating in the body. We're more run down. Our immune system is kind of picking up the slack and itself getting a little bit tired and run down. And so all those friendly bacteria that are little warriors, more pressure is on them to protect us. And that's fine. They're used to it, but we've got to send reinforcements. And that's what the probiotic's all about.
So, Mitch, I just want to dissect a little bit in terms of what we talked about, just because we only have a certain amount of time. So, you know, going back to digestive health and immunity, you know, what percentage, you mentioned that, you know, a large percentage of the of the bacteria in our gut are responsible for our immune system. What percentage is it? Is it 70? Is it 80%?
It's somewhere between 70% and 80% of our immune cells that are in the intestinal tract, more specifically in an area called Peyer patch, or Peyer patches, which are along the small intestine. And it's really, if you will, it's kind of like when you're in a submarine and you have that periscope that looks up and sees if there's enemy ships around. That's really where the immune system is tapping into the gut and looking for threats and saying, okay, what's around me? What's a threat? What's a danger? And what do I need to respond appropriately? And it's that communication, if you will, between our immune cells and our friendly bacteria that are strategizing together to improve the body's defenses. And again, not just stimulate attacks against foreign invaders, but also better discern what's a real threat and what's something to be left alone so that we're not overexpressing immunity and overexpressing chronic inflammation.
What about the ratio of good to bad bacteria? What is that ratio supposed to be? Because most of us have much more bad bacteria than we do good bacteria. So what should, in order to have, you know, proper balance in the body, healthy immunity, good digestion, what is the optimal ratio?
It's tough because the real key to being healthy or sick right now that we're understanding is not so much the ratio of good to bad, but is really protecting the diversity. Is really making sure that we have as many different species of friendly bacteria as possible. Like any ecosystem, it's the diversity and richness in different organisms that brings a balance to the environment. It's not as easy as saying we need 80% good and only 20% bad. You can be very, very, very sick with only 2% bad bacteria in your body if it's the wrong kind. E. coli 01H57 or whatever the code is that causes the hamburger disease is an example. You don't need to completely overrun your digestive system with that strain of bacteria to become very, very, very sick. So the ratio is sort of a non-starter in terms of what we know from the science today. It's maintaining that diversity. And we know that when people are sick, we're able to see and take pictures of or snapshots, if you will, of the intestinal microbiota and see a shrinkage of that diversity.
Mitch, I'm curious
again,
about
it's
strain.
It's not as easy as saying we need 60% good and 40% good or 80-20. It's not that cut and dry.
Now, Mitch, let's talk about, they'll say has 100 billion something or other. You know, we only have a minute, but just what number do you want to see when you're looking for a probiotic?
Well, the literature is pretty clear that starting at 10 billion, you're starting to have an impact on the intestinal flora. So 10 billion and up per day. That being said, depending on the condition, you might need more or you might want to take more. Starting to modify the flora and support it at 10 billion a day, but, you know, there are people out there looking for probiotics as solutions to, you know, real health problems, and they might need more. It's also dependent on the strain of the product and the specific combination or synergy. So basically, you want to look to a potency that's been supported by clinical studies to know whether or not it's effective. And it varies from product to product. Just like different medications require different concentrations or potency to deliver a benefit, different supplements like probiotics are going to need different potencies for different supplement benefits. But again, starting at 10 billion a day, you're starting to make a small difference.
I love that, Mitch. And you know what? Unfortunately, we're out of time today because I have so many questions, and I know Lisa does too. But thank you for being on the show. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD.